Madam President, the UK remains firmly committed to the humanitarian goals of the Convention and to supporting its implementation through programmatic work. The UK's Global Mine Action Programme, GMAP, incorporates the funding of cluster munition remnant clearance and associated activity all over the world. GMAP's third iteration, GMAP 3, has been active since April 2022. Our confirmed budget for the financial year running from April 2024 to March 2025 is £23 million, allowing the funding of the clearance of landmines, cluster munitions and other explosive remnants of war and or explosive ordnance risk education in 11 countries. The UK is responding quickly and positively to the greatest humanitarian challenges presented by cluster munition use. In October 2023, the UK signed an agreement worth £6.1 million with the HALO Trust and a mines advisory group for the clearance of landmines, cluster munitions and other explosive remnants of war in Ukraine until March 2025. This has made Ukraine GMAP's single largest country of operation, demonstrating the UK's continued resolve for supporting Ukraine as it responds to the heinous effects of Russia's illegal invasion. The UK is also maintaining its global reach and support, continuing clearance in countries such as Laos, which has massive cluster munition contamination. The UK is currently in the design process for future programming beyond GMAP 3. The next iteration of GMAP will continue the UK's strong commitment to the aims of the Convention on Cluster Munitions. We will communicate key decisions to the sector, such as scale and scope, when appropriate, and intend to host early market engagement sessions prior to going out to tender. Since its inception in April 2022, GMAP 3 has cleared and confirmed safe over 24 million square metres of land and delivered risk education messages to over 630,000 people living in mine-affected communities. This takes the UK's total investment in mine action since the start of GMAP in 2014 to nearly £240 million, an investment which has resulted in over 689 million square metres of land being cleared and confirmed safe, and over 5.4 million people reached by life-saving risk education. I thank you, Madam President.